Hello and welcome to the Young and Empowered podcast. Last week, we ventured into showing our work, believing in our value and sharing it with the world. Maybe not the whole world, but perhaps letting your light shine in your personal circle. Today, we're going to dig a little deeper into our work to look at the process. This is going to be good. Okay, here we go. This is Young and Empowered, the show that helps young people to move forward in life through inspiration, self-help, and life coaching tips. I am DJ HG, life coach for youth. Last week, I mentioned the author, Austin Kleon, and his book, Show Your Work, and we were learning about coming out of the shadows. Actually, that's a theme that I introduced back in the first episode as well. So I want to stay on that topic a bit for today. So what is a process? Basically, it's all that goes into producing something. So the process of graduating from college is that you finish high school, you apply to colleges, you get accepted, you attend college, you do your work for 4 years, hopefully you do well in all your classes, and then you graduate. Or take a baby that's learning how to walk. You know, they're scooting across the floor, they crawl, they stand, they fall, and they cry. That's all a part of the baby's process. You get it? Okay, stay with me for a bit. So what's the connection between your work and your process? Well, think of your work as something that you do. Like for me, my work might be writing or helping young people. For you, it might be cheerleading or some other sport that you're involved in. Last week, I was talking about sharing the end product of what you do. I used the example of, you know, you sharing your singing ability or maybe how you're able to encourage people. And that's one level, the product. But your work is also your process. You know, the behind the scenes of what it took for you to be on stage singing. And so when we talk about change and moving forward, we are talking about processes. These things, they don't happen overnight. They occur through gradual, deliberate effort. You know, please get this. I really want you to understand this because it's really important that you make that connection. You know, in chapter 2 of his book, Austin Kleon shares an example that for someone who paints, her work is both the framed painting that's, you know, maybe hanging in a gallery, but it's also the day-to-day stuff that she does in her studio, like looking for inspiration or getting an idea or actually applying the oil to the canvas. You know, he says that there's painting the noun, and we know from school a noun is a person, place, or thing, and in this case, painting is a thing. But then there's also painting the verb, or, you know, the action. You know, one refers to her process, and the other refers to her process. Ooh, you know what? That makes me think of Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, but let me not get ahead of myself. But that's another great book, by the way. So I'm trying to use a lot of examples because, you know, I really want you to understand this, but I hope I'm not confusing you. So here's another one. There's cheerleading, the thing, you know, like when we see you at your competition or you're on the football field or the basketball court, you know, you're doing your thing. It's looking all polished and perfect. But then there's also cheerleading the action, you know, when we don't see you and you're putting in those long hours at practice week after week. When it comes to life, you know, you, me, all of us, you know, we're constantly in process. You know, we are learning about ourselves and others and our world and making connections that can help us to move forward, hopefully. So let's go back to the baby for a minute. You know, when a baby starts walking, usually he doesn't go from crawling one day to like running around the track the next day. You know, no, his first steps, they're pretty shaky. He falls, he cries, he gets back up, you know, and he repeats, you know, until one day he's able to walk across the room without falling. Now, he's still not walking like his older sister, who's been walking, you know, for a couple of years, but he's no longer crawling on the floor. So all the stumbling, the falling, the crying, they're all a part of his process. It's not easy, but there is value in it. And that's what I want you to hold on to, that there is value in your process. You know, back when I was growing up, there was no YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or any of those things. I mean, actually, there was no internet. You know, if you wanted to find out how to get to the next level on your video game, you know, you had to ask one of your friends. Or if you wanted to know about your favorite star's beauty secrets, basically, you had to read. Yeah, you had to pick up a magazine. Yeah, we actually lived like that, and we survived. But, you know, my point is, people used to think, you know, nobody's going to want to watch someone putting on makeup or watch, you know, an astronaut brushing their teeth. Yeah, they do. You know, people have always been interested in the process of things, you know. They want to know how things work, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, you know, what is the work that goes into making something happen. It's just that back then, you know, we didn't have video or YouTubers showing us how they did, you know, this, that, or the other. You know, now you have those things, and it's pretty valuable. I mean, you know, not all of what's on YouTube is valuable, but, you know, like I said, you know, the process is where learning occurs. Now, this is where I had to do some research. So, we all know that YouTube is a popular social media platform, and, you know, not to be stereotypical, but as a young person, I'm sure you know way more about it than I do. You can probably name several famous YouTubers and whatever. But thanks to the internet, I can do some of my own research. Don't laugh. Anyway, I'm not going to highlight anyone in particular, but think of all the YouTubers that build Legos. You know, many of them, you know, many, I saw, you know, so many kids, young people, like yourself, probably, you know, they have huge followings of people, you know, watching them put bricks together. You know, or maybe TV shows like How It's Made or Dirty Jobs. I like that, you know. People like to see and know things. Sure, you know, if you go to like the Lego store and you see, you know, the massive Lego structures that they put together, you look at it like, wow, that's really cool. But, you know, seeing how it was put together, that's really when you're looking at that, you're like, wow, how did they do that? You know, that's what people want to know. Or using your favorite app, you know, on your phone, that's great. But understanding how your phone works, now that's another level. Okay, you know, maybe that's not interesting to you. But anyway, you know, hopefully you get the point. If you don't, here's the point. There is value in your process. So how can you get the most value? How can you get the most learning out of your process? One way is to document it. You know, that's what YouTubers are doing when they make videos, you know, besides some of them making a lot of money. They're just showing you what they're doing behind the scenes. And Austin Kleon, he talks about this in his book too. You know, he mentions it in terms of, you know, other people being interested in your process. And they are. But in terms of your life, you know, I'm suggesting that you document your process for your own growth to see how you are progressing. You know, when I was in school, if a teacher said she wanted us to show our work, that meant she didn't want to just see like an answer on the page. She wanted us to show how we got the answer. Knowing how you got your answer or how you are getting to your answer may be interesting to other people, but it is extremely valuable to you. It can help you see that you're moving in a forward direction, that you're not just standing still. You know, it can also help you, you know, more easily meet your next challenge. So what are some ways that you can document your process? Maybe writing a journal, making a video, or, you know what? Even making a vision recording I know you probably don't know what that is, but that's actually another life coaching tool. Maybe, you know, I'll share more about that in the upcoming weeks. So your life challenge this week is to come up with a method to document your process. You know, I like to use my phone a lot. You know, we all use our phones, you know, all the time. But I like to use my phone, you know, to take notes, to keep me on track with what I'm doing, you know, whatever projects I might be working on. But you just need to find a system that works for you. And whatever it is that you come up with, be creative. Remember, you know, this doesn't have to be shared. I mean, you can share it, but it also can be for your eyes and ears only. All right. I hope you got all that. Now it's time to speak your life. So I know it can be scary or maybe tiring or maybe boring to think about the process of doing something. You know, it's not as glamorous as, you know, the finished product, like, you know, winning the game. But I hope you're just as excited about the process because now you know what it can teach you. You know that there is value in it. So say these words after me. My life is a glorious process. Mm-hmm. All right, let the work begin. So on another note, I plan to start having some guest interviews with inspiring young people. So if you know of any inspiring teens or preteens and you think that they might make a great guest, send me an email at djhglife, that's djhglife@gmail.com, or go to my website, djhglifecoachforyouth.com, and send me a quick message. Okay, until next time, keep moving forward. Thank you so much for listening and learning. Let's connect again next week. Please visit my website, djhglifecoachforyouth.com, to learn more about how you can get help moving forward via life coaching.